Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, traffic is horrible.
Watch out. Can you have it in?
Sure, yeah, thank
you. Hey, watch out, buddy. Stay in your lane. Listen, Nick Alter Ego. Listen, the reason I brought you on this trip is because...
Whoa, hey!
Come on,
get hey. Son of a gun! You're on my way!
This guy's absolutely... Anyway, Nick, yeah. I brought you on this nice little drive because I thought you need to talk about your attitude. What? How am I supposed to talk a little bit about your attitude as it pertains to Rip's Crafts Wings.
My attitude?
No,
what attitude pertains to Rip's
Don't get defensive.
It's not fair. I'm serious
about mean,
it.
Lately, it doesn't seem like you have this
son of a... Get out of my lane, man!
Hold on out here, man.
Yeah, you!
Yeah!
Yeah, this guy's great.
Something it doesn't seem like you have as much drive and determination as
you do. What do you do? You have to say for yourself. I just want everyone to know how much I love Rip and Rap.
Yeah.
I do. And I want you to enjoy this episode.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Episode number 60. Tonight's episode is one of those sort of out there in left field episodes I bring you every now and again, which will feature music in its entirety, songs from local Albuquerque, New Mexico bands, as well as some flavors, some skits, some other good stuff. Today is the 28th of August 2013, and this episode is aptly titled, Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car, or Get Out of My Car and Out of My Nightmares. I'm not sure yet. However, we do not have any guests in studio tonight, but I have some fantastic interviews, a great piece with a local band from Albuquerque, New Mexico called Malamania. Malamania is a great group of ladies who put together some great vibes, some very, very percussive, Latin-flavored, African rhythm-driven music, and it's very beautiful, it's very well done, and I love to feature them and talk about their new album. I also have a great artist from Hollywood, California, by the name of Seraphim Ward, who will be joining us on the program very shortly to talk about her foyer into the movie-making business, and of course, being an artist that does music as well. Today there'll be a little bit of freestyling for you, but not much. You're going to be introduced to some bands you may have never heard of before, and some maybe you have, including Bandwidth No Name. That's, of course, my band. And we'll be playing this Friday night, August 30th, in Albuquerque at Burt's Tiki Lounge. That's Friday, August 30th, for Epic's Birthday Bash, Burt's Tiki Lounge, Bandwidth No Name, Stem Ivory, and more. Come about 9 o'clock. It's a free show. We'll be there till 1:30 in the morning. So if you're in the Albuquerque area, please check it out. It's going to be amazing and help celebrate Epic's birthday. Following morning, we'll be going up to Taos for the Enchanted Circle Music Festival. Cannot wait. 26 bands, lots of fun. I got some commercials worked out for you. You'll hear later. Again, this show comes to you every week at ritsandraps.podomatic.com, or you can stream it live and also archive it at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. Whatever you do, stream it. You get onto iTunes, you can find it. You can subscribe to it. If you want to hit me up, send me some music to play on the show, be involved, all you have to do is hit me up at ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. For now, I want everyone out there to sit back and relax and enjoy a fun-filled hour and some odd minutes of interviews, comedy, and great Albuquerque music, as well as some features from all over the country. The first song coming up is by a group called The Superhumans, myself and Epic Beats. It features Sleep of Old Dominion and Chicharrones. It's called Run It. We also like to send a shout out to my friend X24 on this track as the first MC, Big Ups DJ Codebreaker, and Geodesic on the beat. Enjoy, and we'll see you at the break. Rips and Raps, episode 60.
Straight no, squaring it, not this time. This isn't some barroom brawl. Or some creep with a gas can trying to torch someone. Hey, this big.
There ain't no settling down. This is blood for blood in a gallon.
This is the old days, and the bad days, the all or nothing days. They're back. There's no choice left. And I'm ready for more.
Nothing to prove and nothing to lose. Running out of steam, chasing dreams, wearing out these running shoes. Kind of crude when we bubble up from underground. Tired of this running and you're giving me the runaround. All gold, everything, champion, no runner-up. We run amok and raise the ruckus till the sun comes up. Double up, double agent, drumming up a cover-up. Live the dream, fight the nightmares, pull them covers up. Bundle up, it's cold outside. Camera from what you can't see, pull to guide. I risk it all when I roll the dice. The blood within these veins is as cold as ice. Gotta find that inner shine, sprinting towards the finish line. A little bit of ego tripping every time I spit a line. And this is it, I'm digging deep to shift that paradigm. Can't keep running, I'm running out of time.
Playing the game, so dedicated to the chase. Though at times it feels like I'm running in place. Displaced, which causes a rift to take shape. The fear like Sisyphus, trapped forever in the race. Never seen the finish line, manifesting disgrace. In relation to the aching, we're making the adjustments. Fine-tuning the message and crushing the percussion. At the heart of this discussion, we will continue the running. The challenge that's in front of us, digging our heels on it. Come on in, welcome the moon, stars, and the sun. In. Summon the fun and recall the reason we've begun this. Forget apart and dissect the moment to own it. Zoned out, build a town with concrete foundation. Solar system in alignment, the earth in rotation. We run it like a marathon of innovation. All this running's gonna pay off, just like I was saying.
One door closes, another door opens. Hopeful thinking only gets you close to the blowing your chances. So take that advantage if it's given to you. This is living proof, so imagine your possibilities passing the positivity. I'm capturing the energy inside your mind's chemistry. In time we'll find we're blinded by the imagery. Chasing that dream brings sacrifice and misery. But it's no mystery, living this life is hard enough. Especially when you live in your life behind bars and cuts. So we can't keep running away from what we need to confront. You need to wake up, so stop sleeping on us. We got sleep in the cut. Geometric on the beat and he's heating it up. Yo, we run this indefinitely, not running away from nothing. And please believe I got something to say.
Push my pen to paper and let it settle like heavy metal in liquid. I pedal wisdom, I give them my mental fitness by possessing the agility, ability to kill it, handling business, laminate, get us to what is hitting. Rhythm, I write it and find a pocket when I'm rhyming. This time it purposely executed for you to decide it. It's never divided like seeing eye to eye with pirates. I love it for life, not trying to let it die a martyr. I'm supporting a daughter and two sons and the father's illusions. The grandeur dancing around the room drunk, holding two cups aside of two cups aside of two cups till I go and puke up a rapper's body from the previous lunch party. I speak naughty and teach sorty and seek godly. I reach the point in my life where it's all or nothing to the sky. Oh, we all plummet, run it.
Running away.
Run it, run it, run it, run it.
Song's called Lifted.
Yeah.
At the Taos Ski Valley in Taos, New Mexico. Over 20 different bands, music, art, culture, and camping make a change with bands like Tres Viva, Mondo Vibration, Bandwidth, No Name, American Slang, The Rudy Boy Experiment, and many other bands. Get your tickets now at www.enchantedcirclefestival.com or info@enchantedcirclefestival.com. Call for more information at 505-933-9420.
Hey guys, this is Mary from Occupy Underground Radio and also from BNN. You are listening to Rips and Raps.
We now bring you Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase artists we know and love in our community. This week, for episode 60, I present to you the talented and fabulous group called Mala Manya. You're with Nick Furious right now, listening to Rips and Raps, and I'm hanging out with the lovely and talented ladies of Mala Manya, one of Albuquerque's premier bands. Now, I'd like to ask, first of all, what does Mala Manya mean?
Bad habits.
And who am I speaking to?
Teresa,
nice to see you. You guys sound great tonight.
Thank you.
Tell us, who am I talking to right now?
Tatiana.
Tatiana, tell us a little bit about what Mala Manya means and what you guys are approaching as far as your musical ideals and kind of what you're trying to accomplish. What do you look for? What do you do this for? What's it all about? Hurry up and summarize.
Well, Mala Manya means bad habits, so we try and represent our best bad habits, and music is definitely one of them. So we came together with just the joy of drumming and making traditional music, but really adding our own flair to it and
very good.
Exploring a lot of different genres and growing a lot. We've been together for 4 years.
I've seen a progression. I've seen you. I remember watching you guys in your inception, and now seeing what I'm hearing or hearing what I'm hearing today. It's amazing. It's great to see you guys progress. What was your name?
Hava.
Hava. Can you tell us a little bit about? You have a new album that just came out. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called Mala Manya.
Oh, I like that. Very simple.
Play like a girl.
Play like a girl.
But drum like a woman.
Ooh, I like that. So the philosophy of the band is a rhythmic ideal, right? Starts with the rhythm for you guys, for you ladies?
I think that we do our best to keep it mostly vocal and percussion. We do have a cuatro, but pretty much everything else is percussion.
Wonderful. I love the way that it all fits together. Tell me your name.
Lupe.
Lupe, tell us a little bit about what it means to you to be involved with such an awesome collective of mujeres, working and you know, working with culture and trying to express where you're coming from.
For me, it means a whole gamut of things. I think, one, there's a sisterhood here. It's a coming together of, like, you know, I can't imagine my life without the, you know, once, twice a week that we meet. It's women, I feel that, in some sort of fashion. I think it's empowering to see women on stage.
I agree.
And I think maybe it could be a role model for other young children or girls that are wanting to be in a band in the future.
That's awesome. Now, what was your name?
Hi, I'm Lily Garcia.
I see you do a lot of stuff that has community kind of written all over it. Is that something that you guys fell into, or is that an approach like, hey, we want to do events that have more kids and families as opposed to trying to, like, headline at some, you know, raucous launch pad event where everybody's drunk or something, which I know you do too, but I feel like you guys have a community element to your band. Am I right?
Yeah, I neither decline nor, no, I'm just kidding.
How does it feel to teach or do part that?
You know, it's been a blessing because, you know, I think we've just, we kind of landed some invitations, and slowly from one performance to another, you know, it was just kind of like we started with the community, and then from there just kind of kept reaching out to other people, whether it be like a library there. You know, it just doesn't matter wherever.
But you're not afraid. He'll play anything. He'll
no,
do it.
Doesn't
he'll
matter.
Do, he'll do it wherever.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, what was your name, young lady?
Amanda.
Amanda, tell me one of your influences and what made this band, what if happened for you, or something interesting that you could tell us about how you got involved in this collective.
How I got involved. One night, a group of women, friends, we were hanging out, having dinner, and we started playing on some drums. And we decided we wanted to start meeting every week and play drums together.
because we really enjoyed it. It was a place to have, you know, a space for expression and come together and do something positive. And it just grew from there.
I'm seeing a theme with that, with all you ladies, that there's this good ideal of collectiveness and coming together and being able to be strong and sing your inner, you know, what you're feeling and your thoughts. Tell us your name.
Allison.
Allison, tell us a little bit about the album. I mean, where can we find it? What and what's it called one more time?
Well, it's self-titled. So
okay, so it is Mala Vanya.
Yeah.
And where can people find it? Can they download it? Is it available to buy? How do they get a hold of it?
You can go to our website, malamanamusic.com, and you will be able to download it. It's actually, the website's just, it'll be up by the time this goes on air.
Excellent.
And also, I'm going to put it on CD Baby, and the best way is to just come to our shows.
Which, let us know a couple of your next upcoming events. What do you have coming up for the band?
September 14th. September 14th, we're going to be at the Salsa Fiesta down in Old Town in the gazebo.
Cool.
And we're playing the opening set from 12 to 1. So come and taste a lot of salsa and vote on the different salsa.
So it's not salsa dancing, it's like the salsa to eat?
Yeah, it's salsa. It's actually a contest, a food thing, but they have salsa bands there.
Awesome.
Yeah, so they kind of do the salsa and the salsa.
So, all right, so you'll be bringing the salsa, they'll be bringing the salsa.
Exactly.
And because I know people want to get a hold of you, do you have an email, a website, a Bandcamp, other places people can find you and get a hold of you for booking?
We have a Facebook, and the Facebook is probably where we're most active. So just look up Mala Manya, though. I think it's Mala Mana.
Right, because it has the M-E. It actually has the N-E for those of you that don't understand Spanish. It's a little squiggly line above the N, which makes it a nya instead of a nya.
But you can also just look it up. And then we have our, like I said, our website, which doesn't have the N yet, so it's malamanamusic.com. And that will also have a lot of more bio information and things about where we're playing. And the email is malamana505@gmail.com.
So there you have it. You have the information. You've heard the ladies. They're playing in the background right now. I'd like to congratulate you all for making me tingle tonight and giving me something to bob my head to. Very well done. Give yourselves a round of applause. They're called Mala Manya. Go pick up their new album and go see them live. You're listening to Rips and Raps. Thanks for tuning in.
Mala Manya would also like to send a shout out to their missing member for the evening, Carolina. These ladies will be in the Bay Area doing a tour on November 2nd and 3rd. If you're near the Bay Area, see Mala Manya November 2nd and 3rd. Also, they'll be opening the New Mexico Wine Festival in Bernalillo Monday, September 2nd. They play at noon for the opening. One more time, if you want to catch them at the State Fair, they'll be playing September 22nd. They are Mala Manya. I am Nick Furious. You are listening to Rips and Raps.
Ricardo Sanchez on the drums.
Normally, what you gon' get from the Rips and Rap Show is this: a little freestyle bliss. I send you a kiss. Like my name was Kiss, rock it out with my tongue tuck out. I tuck out, I roll out. Come on, everybody, let's get the bowl out. Huh, yeah, Furious Styles, the main rapper, the attacker, the man with the mission map, yeah. Yeah, it's high anxiety if you wanna Mel Brook, yeah. Break it on down like I was Hitchcock, hitching a ride across the country, trying to get my way to California so that I can make some money. Yeah, this is the Rips and Raps Radio Network made by me, the Furious MC and Furious Styles Entertainment. I throw a fence and get down with my anger management in containment units, like my name is Peter Bankman or Aegon Spangler. Lego my ego, Aegon, I got this. Yeah, I'm proper like a doctor prescribing them pills, and you don't even have to be proper or regular. You laxative, X-lax from here to LAX. I never slack, I'm from New Mexico kicking back. And Band With No Name is my band, so check us out, y'all. You better love the show.
I'll bet there were a lot of singers with great voices who never got famous because they were too ugly to stand up and be seen in public. Why do women wear evening gowns to nightclubs? Why don't they wear nightgowns? I think many years ago an advanced civilization intervened with us genetically and gave us just enough intelligence to develop dangerous technology, but not enough intelligence to use it wisely. Then they sat back to watch the fun, kind of like a human zoo. And you know what? They're getting their money's worth. After you die, your stuff becomes your personal effects. I think people should be allowed to do anything they want. We haven't tried this for a while. Maybe this time it'll work. People ask me if I have an email address, and I say www.fuckyou.com at blow/up-your-ass. And they seem to understand. Capitalism tries for a delicate balance. It attempts to work things out so that everyone gets just enough stuff to keep them from getting violent and trying to take other people's stuff. Baseball bats are now the preferred weapon for many drug gangs and others who have a business need to administer behavioral reminders. They're cheap, they're lethal, legal, untraceable, and hey, it's the national pastime. Dying must have survival value, or else it wouldn't be part of the biological process. Why is it that when making reference to something in the past, people often think they have to say, I hope I'm not dating myself? Listen, if you're so embarrassed by your age, there's a simple solution. Open a vein. I don't have hobbies. I have interests. Hobbies cost money. Interests are free.
And welcome to the halftime break here at Rips and Raps. My name is Nick Furious, otherwise known as the Soulful MC, not really. But, you know, what I do every week is come up here and freestyle and get to kind of work out the old palate, the brain, the muscle. Here on Rips and Raps, we believe heavily in improv, skits, having a good time. This week, I'm alone in the studio. I've created some content. I've featured some amazing bands. I'm playing some music. What you heard on that last block is... So we had the song I mentioned earlier, Run It, by myself and Epic, the Superhumans, featuring X24 and Sleep of Old Dominion, Codebreaker on the cuts, Geo Metric on the beat. Also, you heard Mondo Vibrations live, a song called Lifted. And all these live tracks you're hearing are courtesy of Hurt Us Live, hurtuslive.com. Check it out. Mike Gertis and Central Root Studios, they're definitely a big player in the scene. Mike's a friend of mine and does a lot of great things with local bands. Also, you heard some more local and live stuff from the Rudy Boy Experiment, featuring my good friend Ricardo Sanchez on the drums. That's another Hurt Us Live production. And then I spoke with the ladies of Maramaña to get you a little bit of something, some context of what they're up to. Check out their stuff. They're really amazing, great, wonderful, gracious ladies. And I really enjoy their music as well as their energy and intent. Coming up on the second half of the show, we have a riveting interview with an artist from Hollywood, California, Seraphim Ward. Seraphim Ward will be on the phone with us momentarily, so get ready. We're going to call her, and we're going to have a great conversation, talk about what she's up to. She does a little bit of that macabre, almost like seance-y type. I don't want to compare it to Marilyn Manson, but, you know, it's on that tip. Very cool stuff, very intriguing artistically. She seems very cool. We're going to talk with her a little bit. You're going to hear a song coming up by my homies from the Brudda Project, a really great, I would say they're a reggae jam band with some other influences in there, but big ups to my boy Waldo, Mr. Ryan Greer, and of course Lon Kalanka, Pax, the whole gang. You guys are all amazing. The song is called Miss Jane, appropriately titled, one of our favorite things to talk about, and we're going to wrap up this entire show, number 60, with a song from one of my other favorite bands, American Slang, out of Albuquerque, a funk band. Their song is titled Funk and A. Funk and A, baby. Funk and A. Once again, you're tuned in to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program, starring Nick Furious, and most of the time, friends. But today, just Nick Furious, getting along, making things happen. It's a beautiful day. I will be in Taos this weekend for the Enchanted Circle Festival. Listen to the commercials. Get your tickets. Come check out Band With No Name. We play at 4 p.m. Saturday the 31st. We'll also be in town playing at Birch Tiki Lounge in Albuquerque Friday the 30th, celebrating Epic, my boy's birthday. So, not my boy, but my boy. You know, you're my boy, Blue. You're my boy. So, we're really looking forward to that, having all the friends and fam out.
Are we all set to go?
I am. I think we should.
You cannot die,
do this.
Unless, of course, your head comes away from your shoulder.
Damn, it's no name, baby.
Well, hello, this is Nick Furious. I'm calling you from the Rips and Raps radio show, and you are on the program right now. Let's talk a little bit about you. I hear you're a filmmaker as well as a filmmaker, a music maker, a filmmaker. You do a little bit of everything. I have your song 2000 Sins playing behind us now. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Where should I begin? Because I could go, you know what I mean, way back or time.
Let's talk about what you're doing right now to get back in the public eye. I know you have a series. I saw some clips on YouTube, Angel One Eye. Why don't you start talking about that first, and then we'll get into the music.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, Angel One Eye is a three-part series within one movie, kind of like Tales from the Crypt style. You know, dark humor, and it's about a serial killer that does sacrifices, basically. He sacrificed women. And he's a priest, and he escaped from a mental institution. And so basically his brother, which is Vile, you know, it's more like an occult horror, dark humor, but still young and fresh. Because I could bring down like the whole movie, but then I would give it all away. But.
Very neat. And this is not your first filmmaking experience, I assume.
Yes, this is. It's my first one.
Wow.
And then after this, we have Graveyard Girl, and that's a documentary, interactive, paranormal, supernatural. And it's seven people for 3 days in a graveyard, basically. And then after that, then we have Unholywood.
Oh, nice. So you're putting in a lot of work right now. I know your album, Time Heals All Wounds, is this a recent release for you, and how's it doing?
Well, no, actually, what happened with that is that this major retail release that was supposed to be for August 6th, and the distribution, basically, like the manufacturer, as he quoted to us, it was error there, and they released it partially digital online. So that was a no-no, so they wanted to correct the error they made, and so that would take another 3 months of promoting, and, you know, five for the major retail to, you know, to list it. So I'm like, we just canceled that part of the contract, and then we're just going to do it, you know, through our own digital major distribution, which is for September 27th on that.
Excellent.
So it'll be like on YouTube, like everywhere, and that is worldwide. So that's why you see some of it is sort of released, but it's under Lost Empire. So the one for September will be under Sin Icon.
Sin Icon Production. And Sin Icon Productions is your production company?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. So you'll be able to get it in stores coming up here on September 27th, you're saying?
Yes. Yes. It's lucky stores for that, but online downloads, distribution.
What?
Like iTunes, just everywhere. Amazon. It's a whole list. I can put a list online so everybody can see it.
Well, I'm assuming.
I don't have a list in front of me right now. So, I mean, but it's worldwide. It's like for major like downloads.
And if people want listening to the show want to look at your work, they can go to www.seraphimward.com. That's spelled SeraphimWard, seraphimward.com. Did this link you to YouTube? What about a YouTube channel? Where can people find your visual stuff?
Also, Seraphim Ward Official on YouTube. And there you can find some of my music. You can see my video for Bad Behavior on there, which is, that's also like a major, you know, I'd say anticipating single of mine, you know. So you can, and also you can see the trailer for Angel One Eye there, too.
So you're a very busy woman. You're a very busy woman, but you're from Hollywood. Is that correct? So you have to stay busy to keep up with everybody.
Well, no, I keep up with myself. I mean, if I wasn't what everybody else is doing, then I would totally fall behind. It's like I have such a full schedule that, you know, I have, like I said, the deal with the movies, and so far we have six that we have to finish. You know, so after this one, like I said, then comes Graveyard Girl, then Hollywood, then The Reaper's Cry, we have Crimson King that just got added on. Then there's The Witch's Brew, we have The Rise, you know, so it's like one movie after another we have to do. So, you know, we have a mandate on top of that. I am an artist. Music, that's my first love. So that's why we feel like combining the two, you know. And I don't know, I just love what I do. So it's not like a job to me, because I just love what I do.
Understood, yes, of course. Music and art is certainly a passion of mine as well. and so classifying what you do on sort of a more of a horror genre or a macabre or a cult sort of a spin, is that correct, on what your stuff is?
I wouldn't say a spin. It's just a cult horror. And the horror part is put on there because there's gore in the occult.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's more of a spiritual, like I'm Creole, so I just pull from what I know. And I incorporate that into my films, which, you know, as you know, the occult is like what it's in, you know, that's in the spirit realm. And the horror, I'm not too much into the gore, except for that comes along with sacrifices and rituals, things like that. So that's why the horror is added on to
a couple more. That's very spooky. At the same time, I'm very intrigued. I know you want to check out more of our artists. Again, SeraphimWard.com, and check her out on YouTube. Find her, apparently busy, busy lady. So it's been such a pleasure having you on the Rips and Raps program. I hope you can maybe come back and visit us again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Check her stuff out, and we're going to get into her song right now that we're rolling in the background, 2000 Sins.
Sin ran through my mind, screaming at the altar. Will salvation come for me in time? In my dreams, I see them father.
This is
Hello.
Dr. Klon.
This is
you Dr. are listening to Rips and Raps with Nick Fury and Friends, a podcast of extraordinary magnitude.
Thank you.
For Mr. Lyon over there tearing up that guitar.
artist.
If you let me in your
Reviva. Can't forget them. They are the last band on this episode of Rips and Raps, episode 60. One of New Mexico's premier bands, Reviva. Big ups to Gerald and Chris and Buddha and, I mean, Reagan. And, I mean, you guys are the guys that I love. Love New Mexico music. That's why I will be in Taos this weekend attending the Enchanted Circle Festival. Get your tickets. It's almost there. Don't miss out. We had the fortune, a couple of us, Dan Garduño from Element 37 and some of his heads, my boy Greg Swartzen, Monica Sanchez, Mike Gertis, myself, and we get to go to see local DJ, I guess, on 102.5 Coyote, Erica Viking, and we got to be on the morning show this past Tuesday here in Albuquerque. So quite a momentous day in history of us being awesome. So we're going to go from Change Comes From Within to Changes because, you know, you got to make a change. This show, indeed, is brought to you in part by Depends for Men. If you need to go, but just don't feel like getting off your fat, lazy ass, go ahead and just pee in your pants. Male Depends. It's what I do when I don't want to do anything. Also, this show, indeed, is you know, brought to you in part by love and change and amazing people. Can't wait to be up in Taos. The Village of Taos Ski Valley presents an amazing event. Gaia Quest in the mix, helping to put this together. EnchantedCircleFestival.com. Also, if you like great music, please look at any of the artists that were on my show today. Malamania. We have Seraphim Ward. You know, The Brutta Project, Band With No Name, Reviva, Mondo Vibrations, The Rudy Boy Experiment, and any and many others. Also, George Carlin. I mean, I like to put comedy on the show, but he sure knows how to say it the way I kind of would sort of say it. Big ups also to Louis C.K. If you like to laugh, he's pretty darn funny. And, you know, I appreciate you being here. Thanks so much for listening to episode 60 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Show. I'm Nick Furious. I appreciate you coming back every week. Next week, we'll hit you with another live show. We'll have some in-studio guests, and we'll be doing the hip-hop freestyle improv we do so well. And a special thanks for all the sound effects to www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsites.com. Thanks.